So Ped, say hi to everybody tonight. This is the first Monday of the technically the real post Lunar New Year work week, right?
Mm.
Yes. Say hi to everybody, Peds.
Hi, everybody. Happy Lunar New Year.
Happy Lunar New Year. Yes. And the only thing we're not happy about is how cold and freezing it is tonight. And if you are feeling the same as us, please do make sure you keep warm and get something warm to drink. And if you are some of our friends who are not feeling the cold, please enjoy the warmth on your side for us. All right. 然后呢，我们今天也有我们的 Jean Pao, first timer today, who's joining us on Clubhouse. 不过不是我们这个也是我们的长期的通勤家族，不陌生我们的通勤学语 podcast. 所以谢谢 Jean 的 support 啦。 All right, 那废话不多说，我们呢。 在近期在我们的这个直播室里面呢，就大家也知道，就是我们在做podcast的推广， 台湾真的有很多很多很有趣的podcast， 然后所以呢，等一下我们就进入一个时段叫podcast time， this will be upcoming segment will be the podcast time where we introduce all the interesting podcasters in Taiwan and their interesting podcasts to you， 所以大家有兴趣的务必要订阅， 然后来听听他们的节目。All right, so moving on to podcast time tonight, it is our pleasure to welcome Savannah. Yes.
Hello. Good. I'm Savannah.
Good evening, Savannah. Savannah, first off, please tell us what is the name of your podcast?
My podcast name is Let's Get Savvy.
Let's get savvy. 沙去看世界. Okay, yeah. So I think by the name we can tell it's English and travel.
Kind of. It's like culture and languages.
Very nice. And savvy mean is a take on your name, Savannah, right?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Fantastic. And Savannah, tell us, why did you start your podcast?
We actually started our podcast because it's a graduation project.
Graduation project?
Yeah.
Wow, that's very interesting. Yeah. Which university is this that requires their students to do such a thing?
I study at Shixin University.
Oh.
Film and television.
Film and television. Got it. Got it. So how many of your classmates have also, completed their podcast or film or movie as their graduation project?
Actually, I know only three groups of students are doing podcasts for graduation.
Well, that's not too bad. That's a couple more podcasts that we can definitely come and introduce. Yes. So, Savannah, does that mean you have just had this podcast for how many months or years?
We started since September last year.
September last year.
Yeah.
All right. So it's been almost half a year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So just a little backstory. Other than the fact that it's your graduation project, tell us something interesting about your podcast or so far your journey doing the podcast.
Okay. Actually, although this is our graduation project, but we plan to bring it along after we graduate.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make it as big as we can do.
Okay.
So our main focus is culture as well as languages.
Mm-hmm.
And we have four different series.
Go on. Yeah. Tell us about this, your series.
Okay. So we have a series called What's New?
What's New?
什么新东西?
Okay.
Every Tuesday. And
got
this is about English news around the world.
Nice.
And we will tell our listeners about the news, and then we would translate it in Chinese.
Wow, nice. And you do all that by yourself?
My other teammates would help me with the translation and also with the news search.
Oh, I see. So how many people are you running this podcast?
We have three.
And where are they? They're supposed to come along and join the ride tonight?
Yeah, they don't have time tonight, so it's
okay.
Just me.
All right. It's a pity. It's a pity not to get to know them tonight, but all right. So it's the three of you. You guys are classmates, I take it?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So they help you out. That's fantastic. And then that's the first series is What's New, and what's the other three?
Other three, first is the Culture Express, 文化笔记.
Culture Express.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there's the Smart Lingua, which is 语言笔记.
Ah.
Yeah. And these two series, we have them every other Friday.
Got it.
So, yeah. Also, it's a 周更.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's a weekly update. Basically, every week you have something new.
Every week we have two new series.
Nice. That's great. So let me quickly ask you, because if you guys have done this for almost 6 months, so what's the most difficult part about your podcaster journey so far?
I think the most difficult part is like double checking everything, because mm-hmm. sometimes when we want to share different cultures and languages from different countries or different regions, we are not like specifically familiar with mm-hmm. them, so we have to fact check everything
yes.
to make sure that we don't give out the wrong information.
Yes, that's super important. And how much mm-hmm. time do you actually spend fact checking, double checking your work, and reviewing your work or reviewing each other's work?
It takes 2 to 3 days. From
Whoa.
Discussing about the theme to actually looking for information and putting all the information together.
Wow. So it takes 2 to 3 days to put a podcast, a weekly update podcast together. So guys, listen to this. This is not fun and games, to be honest. You know, running a podcast show takes a lot of commitment and responsibility. Yes, for Savannah's team, the three of you, putting in all those hours. Yeah, I'm looking forward to checking out your podcast. So, Savannah, your favorite podcast episode so far? If we were to go and subscribe to your channel right now, your podcast, and which episode would you say is your favorite? And you would probably recommend us to listen to start from that episode.
I don't have a favorite episode, but mm-hmm. we have our favorite series.
Okay.
Our monthly update, This is Taiwan.
This is Taiwan.
Yeah, because okay. this is a fully English series.
Yes.
So we talk about Taiwan's culture, customs, religions, and
nice.
People, all in English.
Wow.
Yeah,
very,
so
very
we
nice.
Want to let native English speakers to learn more about Taiwan, or we can provide a English learning environment for those who want to learn English or those who want to improve their English listening.
That's fantastic. I'm 100% on board with that, Savannah, I think.
Thank you.
You probably know that we also try as much as we can to provide full English podcasts and also full English, shadowing activities to our audiences, because we want to deter people from over-relying on their mother tongue. Okay. So a lot of people, they would want to translate for the comfort of learning, but actually the more they translate, the more they rely on their mother tongue, and it becomes a bad habit. So,
yeah, that's true.
So, you know, to immerse yourself in an English listening and speaking and reading and writing environment, that is the most natural way that we actually absorb the language and digest the language, internalize the language, and use the language. So that's the same with Taiwanese and Hakka. If you are Taiwanese and Hakka, you wouldn't start with grammar. You wouldn't start with you know, remembering, memorizing 5,000 vocabulary, you would start with, you know, trying to interact with people, trying to mimic people, and, you know, trying to catch the nuances in conversations, starting from your daily life. So it's very, very similar to what we do here at 15minutes.today, and also with Savannah's series. Savannah, tell me again, something in Taiwan?
This is Taiwan.
It's like, yeah. This is Sparta. Yes. So this is Taiwan. That's the full English series that you have. But I believe your other series, the three other series, they also have a bunch load of English, right?
Yeah.
It's predominantly English. It's not predominantly Mandarin Chinese.
Half and half, I guess.
50-50. Okay. Got it. Fantastic stuff. So start with that series. Okay. This is Taiwan. Start with that. So you can listen to all the different customs and all the lifestyle and customs and cultural related stuff. Yes. So Savannah, and because this is the first working day after the Lunar New Year. So any New Year goals for the podcast? Yeah.
We hope that we can develop a new series.
Wow, another series.
Yeah. We want to make a interview.
Okay.
That we can interview different different restaurants from for example,
super cool
restaurants.
Uh-huh.
Like Japanese restaurants, and we want to interview the owner.
Very
That's
nice.
Why they want to come to Taiwan and open up their own restaurant.
Oh.
What they have learned.
Yes.
And what they have experienced during their time here.
Very, very cool. Now, I think that sounds like a very interesting series. I'm definitely looking forward to listening to that series. Fantastic stuff. So, Savannah, why don't you tell us again, remind the audience tonight about how to access or subscribe to your channel. Where can we listen to your podcast?
Okay, you can search on any of your podcast platforms and search Let's Get Savvy. That's just like the words on my profile pic.
Okay. Let's Get Savvy, L-E-T apostrophe S-G-E-T Savvy, S-A-V-V-Y. Let's Get Savvy.
Yeah, or you can search with Mandarin, 沙去看世界.
Okay, and that 沙 is, I take it, not like Kill Bill 沙, right? That's the name, right?
Like 沙沙呀.
Okay, got it. Right. Yeah. 沙去看地球或者是 Let's Get Savvy. Yeah. All right, very, very nice. And so Savannah, tell us again, you've got three people on your team, and please wish them good luck from outside. And we love to have you back sometime with your full team. You guys can tell us all the backstories. We would love to hear that. And 6 months in your podcast, I think, you know, definitely we will see more of Savannah in the coming future. Yeah. 6 months is just your first milestone, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the next time we talk to you, it could be a year and a half, and it could be 2 years, 3 years, and 6 years, and so on.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us, Savannah. Great. 所以呢, 通勤家族如果有兴趣, 这个听听 Savannah 的 Let's Get Savvy 沙去看世界这个 podcast 呢, 刚刚 Savannah 就是介绍, 其实他们的这个除了学英文然后的部分以外呢, 其实还有很多很多的系列是跟我们的这个文化还有旅游, 还有他们的这个不同的世界观点, 有关哦, 然后他们跟这个, 他们的 series This is Taiwan 是主要是给外国人, 给外籍人士去听, 更了解台湾, 其实对我们来说呢, 如果要去练习音听呢, 或者是要练习, 从自己身边的事情开始, 吸收的话, 其实Savannah的这个, This is Taiwan 这个 series 呢, 其实就非常非常棒, 就可以让大家, 去, 从熟, 自己熟悉的这个文化, 还有一些这些习俗, 来开始听。So, We wish you the best of luck, Savannah, for the new year, and we hope to see you soon on our podcast as well. Please stay tuned. 所以谢谢大家，记得要去 Apple Podcast, Spotify, 或是 KKBOX, 或任何的 podcast 播放器去找 Let's Get Savvy, 然后去试听他们的 This is Taiwan 的系列，非常非常好。谢谢 Savannah!
Thank you, John. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
You are more than welcome. Well,So, Savannah, why don't you stay put? You're welcome to join us for the live segment as well. And let me quickly say hi to Yen and Bao. Hello. And yeah, Molly, Peiying, Yuna, Chen, Visanto. Good to have you guys. Daniel, hello, hello. Yes, you guys didn't miss too much. That was Savannah just now introducing her podcast for Podcaster Time. 所以大家可以去听看看哦，其实我们的英语学习的 podcast 也非常非常多，所以大家可以真的可以去挑看看自己喜欢的，赶快订阅起来咯。 Alright, so moving on today to today's topic. 那我们再来呢，就来聊聊今天晚上的主题，开工如何欢迎同事归来啦。因为今天是开工日，所以呢，我们大家都会说 Welcome back, welcome back. 可是虽然大家讲 welcome back, 那个脸都臭臭的，对不对？我今天还有一个在南部的朋友呢，他说他今天早上一进到办公室呢就想吐，是个男生哦，不是女生哦，所以我也问他说，诶，你是不是 morning sickness? What's wrong with you? You know, are you pregnant? And he said, no, he just feels sick the whole day. 所以呢，他还不到中午呢，他就说他受不了，他一直很想吐，他就请病假了。On the first day back to work, can you believe it? Mm-hmm, good for him. Anyways,So, guys, tonight we're going to be talking about how to welcome your colleagues back. Okay, so apart from the fact that today is back to work day for most of us in Taiwan, but what about your colleagues that took sick leave, that took maternity leave, or those who are returning from their holidays?所以呢，我们有很多同事，他可能回来，诶，放个长假回来，你也可以 welcome 他们啊。他这个孕假，这个产假回来，你也可以 welcome 他们啊。还有这个请病假，他好不容易康复了回来，诶 ，you can also welcome them. All right, so that's what we're gonna be talking about, and this is how we're gonna start the year by interacting positively with our colleagues.今年呢，一开工日是不是就要跟我们的同事好好相处呢？ So tonight, that's what we're going to be talking about. All right. So here are the tips. If you guys check out the pinned link, 你们可以去置顶连结里面呢，看到今天晚上的大纲。那如果是我们在我们 YouTube 频道或者是我们的 Facebook 粉专上面的朋友呢，其实呢 Patty 在这边呢就会直播，他会把它放在一个 PPT 的那个简报图档上面哦，所以你就直接 follow 简报图档就好了。 So to start off, 这边有几个 tips, we have a few tips for you to think about how to welcome your colleague or your peers, whoever it is, back to work. And remember, this is colleagues and peers, this is notfor like bosses and such, because that takes a little bit more finesse. 如果是长官的话呢，我们就要更加注意我们的选字啦，更加注意我们的用词哦。But this is for colleagues and peers, so this is very generic. 这就比较通常在使用的哦。Okay, so first off, you have to make this welcome very specific. Okay.Make the welcome specific. So for compliments and for anything nice you say to somebody, please make sure it's specific. Okay. 所以呢，我们之前呢有分享过，在 15 Minutes Live Podcast, 我们在之前在 Live Podcast 上面有讲到说，这个我们要称赞别人的时候，记得就说，哦，你今天长得真，你今天看起来这气色真好，哦，真不错。这个是很笼统的，对不对？那在英文里面呢，我们就要就是打到痛处，对不对？讲到对方的心里，你就要非常非常的具体。So you have to be specific. 所以外国人呢，很常就是 Wow, I love your skirt today. You know, your shoes are fantastic. Please tell me where I can get them. 有没有？外国人他就是会这样。可是呢，我们可能华人呢，整体来说呢，我们就比较含蓄一点，就会说，哦，你气色真好， You look good. 这样子，然后到底是哪里 look good？ 嗯哼，对不对？那你第一天就把子弹用完了，第二天就 you look nice today， 然后换个字好像也没有达到痛处，对不对？所以这种称赞就不痛不痒，好像是很敷衍。All right, so think about this. When you say something nice to a person, you have to make it specific. 那这个 specific 呢，也会代表说你有在观察这些人，有跟他们的很亲密感，对不对？你才会观察他，你不屑于他。If you don't like this person, you don't care, right? You wouldn't care about giving a compliment or making a specific, positive remark, right? Think about that. So, from making it specific, you have to mention what they were doing and why they were away. 所以呢，这个他们不在的理由 ，Oh, you know, we missed you from your big trip to U.S.OK， 所以特别里面要包含了什么呢？就是对方做了些什么，去了哪里 ？OK， 去生小孩啦，或者是就比如说去生小孩，我们就可以说哦，去延展他的家庭啦，去这个增强报国啦，这种等等的。You can think about it along those lines. OK， so why do we want to do that? We want to show that we care. OK， we are paying attention. So the next tip is.Please also share a story about something that happened while they were gone. Because they were gone for maybe 5 days, 3 days, few months even. Okay? So make sure you also share something that could help them get back on the horse, get back to the work mode, to know what people are doing at work. So you are more connected. Okay?So this could be something that happened recently. Okay. Telling them they didn't miss out much. It was only Daniel's joke from the other day that is worth mentioning. And here's Daniel's joke. Let me explain it to you. So that's kind of the idea. Okay. Get them, reconnect your peers from coming back. Then they will feel welcomed. Okay. Or next tip.Ask how their break was, then use that knowledge to write a personalized message. Okay, write a personalized message. 所以呢，可能这边呢是讲客制化哦，你的这个 personalized message 要客制化这个讯息，你给你的同事的这个讯息，就是说 ，you find out. Okay, so you know Patty's away on holiday helping somebody. Okay, and then so Patty Patty's first day back to work. So what I'll do is I'll write an email to him or I'll text message him and say, welcome back and hope you had a fruitful trip helping out your friend. And, you know, we hope to continue working with you. Or we hope that, you know, to see you more on the project that we were working on before you were away. Something like that. Okay. So make it personalized. Make it personalized.And of course, the final tip, you have to keep your message positive. Okay, positive. That is the only thing in English that I feel that, I think it's very difficult to not be positive, okay, because of the cultural background. In Mandarin Chinese, a lot of descriptions of things can sound critical if you use the wrong tone.OK， 所以我们用中文呢去形容很多事情呢，其实有时候呢，选错字哦，就会听起来非常糟糕，就好像批评一样。对，就好像我们赞美没有赞美的很到位的时候呢，反而变成有点批评，让人家听起来非常不舒服。But in English, most of the time, if you stay away from words with negative connotation, 通常的那种负面词，只要避免它，基本上。多用正面词就好了，就比较没事。Okay, so this is your coworker and a friend, according to the paragraph. So you don't have to put up fake face. You don't have to be fake about your feelings. Okay, it's not just business. Share some good wishes and say something nice. Keep it positive. Okay, very good. So the four tips.For welcoming your colleagues back to work. Make sure your compliments or the something nice you want to say, make it specific. Second, share a story to reconnect them. Third, find out what they did or find out as much information as possible and personalize your welcome message. And most important thing is keep it positive. Right. So we start off with a few examples here. To start off, these are the basic examples, and I'm going to break it down for you guys. The first example sentence, we missed you, and we are so glad you are back. Okay, so a couple of elements here I want you guys to find out. I want you guys to look at this. We missed you. 我们很想念你. We missed you. You won't go wrong with this. Okay, 因为我们很想念你不是说我们很想念你, you know, like 负面的。Okay, 没有办法这样想念人啊, okay. So we missed you. Okay, so we missed you about what? And we are so glad you are back. 所以他, we missed you. 哦, 我们超级想念你的。然后我们又超开心你终于回来了。We are so glad you are back in the office. We are so glad you're back. 那如果还要更具体的话呢,可能就是, you know, we are so glad you're back on the team, back on the project.Okay, you're back and, you know, to lend us a helping hand on the project. Okay, we missed you. Okay, or everybody missed you. Right, 这通常就会听到，所以它有三段哦。We missed you, 我们很想念你。So missed you 不是说我们不需要你，而是我们很想念你。Next, it's great to have you back in the office. So it's great to something. It's great, 非常非常非常。超级无敌霹雳的高兴你回来了。To have you back in the office. It's great to have you back in the office. Next, we hope you had a great time and we are happy to have you back. Okay. So we hope you had a great time. 我们真的希望你当时玩得那么开那个很开心对不对 And we're happy to have you back 所以两段是我你快乐我们也快乐然后你回来了我们也很快乐、哦、大概是这样子的概念 We hope you had a great time So this is more for people who's on travels I suppose Yeah If you think about it Okay So we hope you had a great time Wish somebody who's had a great timeVery nice. So here are the elements, right? And you can mix and match these elements. 如果你平常就不是很善于表达或善于讲一些这种可能你不常讲的这种赞美话啦或者是祝福语啦 It's okay, you can start today. All right? Start with your international colleagues. Start today. All right. So we missed you. We're glad you're back. It's great to have you back in the office or great to have you back on the team.It's great to have you something. Or you can mix and match. We hope you had a great time and we're happy to have you back. 所以呢 we can say, we missed you and we're happy to have you back. Okay? We hope you had a great time and we are so glad you're back. You can mix and match these phrases all you like. 其实都不会错的。主要呢就是表达你的善意。Okay? So just be nice to your colleagues and peers. So the next...three different segments that I put up today is returning from holidays. What are some of the phrases we can say? Returning from maternity leave or returning from sick leave. It depends on the three different contexts. Of course, there are more contexts in the workplace, but these are the three that you can definitely make, well, you will definitely meet during the year. And these are the phrases you can definitely make use of, okay, down the line.Right. So returning from holidays. Keyword, holidays. The happy time, right? Enjoyed, okay? Leisure, holiday. So the first example sentence, we can't wait to hear all about your vacation. Welcome back. 所以一样哦 welcome back 也有这个元素对不对那它另外一个元素是什么呢因为我知道这个朋友呢我们同事呢是去度假。那所以就要讲度假词吗 We can't wait to hear all about your vacation. Okay, we can't wait to hear all about your vacation. Remember, not, we don't want to hear all about your vacation. Welcome back. It doesn't help. 所以有时候讲太快要注意哦 We can't wait. 等不及了 Okay, we can't wait to hear. 不是 we don't want to hear. Be careful of that. All right. Next example sentence. We're excited to have you back. We are excited to have you back. You see, you are happy, you are glad, or you are excited. 所以很兴奋也是一种高兴的表现, okay? We are excited to have you back and can't wait to see all the amazing photos from your trip. 所以我等不及要看你所有的照片了,对不对? 很多人呢去旅行一定拍很多照片,或者是录很多录影片嘛,对不对? 所以这些影片,这些照片,就是你如果跟对方说, I'm so excited, I want to see all the photos from your trip. 他就会觉得,哇,你真的很在乎。 OK, 可是可能 Facebook 上或 IG 上都看光了。对,可是你也是就是, you know, sometimes it's lip service. Let's put it that way, OK? I mean, information is easily accessible in these days. Right, the next example sentence, welcome home, we missed you and can't wait to hear all about your adventures. 所以你看哦,它的关键词就有不一样。 对方如果是去假期的时候,他可以,我们可以讲 vacation, holiday, 对不对? 或者是 your trip, your travel, 或者是第三个,我们这边讲到, I can't wait to hear all about your adventures. Adventure, 你的冒险,可能去了约旦啊,可能去了这个以色列啊,等等这种比较常人比较少去的国家, okay? Then you can use the word adventures, right? So that's from holidays. Remember, again, the elements. Can't wait to see your photos. Can't wait to hear your stories. Can't wait to see all the videos from your adventures, etc., etc. Mix and match, guys. 可以混搭哦,自己找这个元素里面去混搭. Next, we've got returning from maternity leave. Maternity leave. Maternity就是当妈妈, 所以这个是我们讲的产假,就是 maternity leave. And here goes. You are an amazing mom, and we are excited to have you back at work. Okay. You see, compliment your peers. Compliment your colleague. You are an amazing mom. Okay. You are a wonderful mom, and we are excited to have you back at work. 因为当了妈妈嘛,所以就是,哇,你这个妈妈真棒,然后我们又很兴奋,你终于回来了。 See, how nice is that? All right, moving on. Congratulations on your new arrival. We are so excited to have you back at work. Welcome back. Okay? 所以这里这个 new arrival呢, 不是去买新衣的那个新品上市的那个 new arrival. 如果大家去Net啊, Uniqlo啊, 那种衣服饰店, 他们 new arrival就是新的服饰嘛, 对, 新品上架。 But this refers to the new baby. Okay? Congratulations on your new arrival. Next example sentence, welcome home to your work family. 哇,这个就是大家常听到的,对不对? 我们在上班的就是一个大家族, okay? So welcome home to your work family. We missed you and are so happy you are finally back. Okay, work family. Yes, haven't heard that for a while, but I guess in certain cases, it will make sense. Yeah, it will apply. Yes. The last segment for tonight, what about sick leave? 如果有人请长性,就是比较长一点的病假,或者是最近请病假这样子,回来的时候, what would you say? We're so glad you're feeling better and are able to be back with us again. Okay? Welcome back to work. You were sorely missed, but we're glad you're finally back and on the mend. Okay? So welcome back to work, 这个基本上都可以讲的。 All right, but here's the main element. You were sorely missed. 我们超级想你的。Okay, 我们非常非常想你. You are sorely missed. Okay, but we are glad you're finally back and on the mend. On the mend 意思就是说你的恢复状态非常好. Okay, on the mend. Mend means fixing. So you are becoming fixed. You are on your way to recover. Okay, on the mend. We hope you're feeling better and can't wait to have you back at work. Hope you are feeling better. 这就比较通常,如果任何人生病啊, please feel better, feel better. 通常我们都是这样子,就早日康复的意思, feel better. So we hope you are feeling better and can't wait to have you back at work. Right. And those are the ones that I have for you tonight. So, Peds. Petty, are you there?
Yep.
All right. 所以刚刚那个我就想到 returning from maternity leave. Welcome home to your work family. Petty, 那个你就听不下去了，对不对？这种你就讲不出来了。Welcome home to your work family. We missed you and so happy you're finally back.So what would you say for your colleague to come back? 如果你的同事就是可能请病假或者是 孕假产假然后或者是放个长假回来 Would you welcome your colleague? 在台湾会是长就是会很 nice 的然后写个 message 给他写个 email 给他
台湾会知道没有遇过，
好像比较少，对不对？我们通常就比较含蓄，就是过年过节。
他如果真的是很严重的那种，都会先去医院看过，然后他回来通常就没有别的，
不会再 welcome back。Yes，
对啊
，OK， 通常就比较不会，对不对？我们比较少这样子，然后还有那种手写卡。有时候比如说同事回来病假回来然后在国外就很常会收到手写卡。同事不见得会去看你啦可是你可能回来他就是给你一个手写卡大家签字这样子。就是欢迎你回来。对在国外会这样。我们也不太喜欢手写卡。We don't send cards anymore. Yes, that's not customary in Taiwan. Alright. So guys, what we're gonna do tonight is, next up, I'm gonna open the floor to you guys. 我们再来就邀请我们的通勤家族来跟我们聊一聊。今天晚上我们讲到开工的第一天嘛，可能有些人是就是久久没有复工，现在回来了，或者是这个 holiday 回来了，对不对？去度个爽爽的假期回来，或者是说呢，有一些事情哦才回来的等等的，你都怎么样在这些状况下 ？How do you welcome your colleagues back? Why don't you come and share some of your work stories with us? Have you been welcomed? 你有没有被大家欢迎过然后觉得哇好好暖哦这些同事真的很棒然后就是想在公司鞠躬尽瘁死而后已这样子或者是说你有没有这样子伸出援手让大家觉得你很温暖呢你是公司的暖男或者是这个公司里面的这个小太阳All right. So, here we go. So we got Alex tonight. Hello, hello. And Eric.
Hello, hello.
Yes. Hello, Eric. Hello, Alex. Yes. So I'm going to quickly invite some of my old friends. If you guys not up for it, please raise your hands. 如果不知道如何举手的通勤家族朋友们呢，就欢迎你在你的麦克风左边就有一个举手的按钮，你可以举手哦。那我们看得到。All right, here's Yen. Hello. Shaming, I see you. Joe, Sharon, Bukufei, hello, hello. Archer, how are you guys doing tonight? Evasanto, hope you guys are keeping warm tonight. I'm just going to send some invites around. Let me know if you guys are free, you are available to chat. Tell us a little bit about your welcoming story, if you have any. What would you say?Or have you been welcomed nicely at work? Yes, and we have Eric and Yen. Hello, Eric.
Hello.
Hi, Eric.
Nice to meet you.
Hi. Yes, good to have you back, Eric. Yes. So you work a lot with international engineers, European engineers.
Yes.
And how do you welcome them back? Or how do they make you feel welcome? Do you have any stories for us to share?
Just now, right now.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Tell us. Yeah.
We often just to say, "Whoa, nice to meet you," and welcome to back, just like this.
Just like that.
Yes.
Nothing more.
Maybe I think it's no more to say something.
Okay.
Because we have almost Europeans.European, they just go home and we don't know what's to happen with in this.
Don't they tell you? You don't have any information about what they did?
Sometimes we will talk about that, but
okay.
I think that's the provide.
It's very private. So private.
Okay. So we don't have access about that.
Oh, yes. But if they tell you about it, if they talk to you about it, then, you know, of course. But other than that, you don't ask.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't ask.
I see. That's fine. That makes sense. Yes. So remember what we mentioned one time, you know, with the compliments, it's the same. So if you do know, if you become very close to any of them, make sure you know, oh, they went on holiday, and ask them about their holiday. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed your holiday. Holiday wishes or anything that you know to make sure they know you are very warm and friendly. That's all.
And
okay.
Maybe next time I will use the last sentence to foreigner.
Yes. If you get closer to them, of course. If you haven't, if it's your first time meeting them, then maybe, you know, it's not for that kind of situation. But for people you work with over the long term, it's always good to, you know, write a message to them and say, hey, you know, it's Chinese New Year, and we hope you're keeping well, and hope to see you back soon.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of idea. Yeah. Hope you have a great New Year's. So always try to be nice, and they will be nice back to you. All right. Great. Okay. Thanks, Eric. Thanks for sharing that. And Yen, hello. Moving on to Yen. Good evening, Yen. Are you keeping warm tonight?
Yeah.
How are you keeping warm tonight?
I wear so many clothes, and I'm not afraid of cold, so it's okay.
Hang on a second. That doesn't make sense. You think you're not afraid of the cold, but you are dressed very warmly tonight. So
my mind is not afraid of cold.
Oh, okay. Body. Okay. Yeah. It's your body's problem, not your mind's problem.
Yes.
Oh, I see. That's very interesting, Yen, you know, separating your body and your mind like that. So what's the temperature like on your side in Taiwan?
Maybe 7 degrees.
7 degrees.
Yeah.
7. No. Yeah. I don't want to know how many degrees it is outside. All I know is I actually am in the mood to turn my heater on.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So Yen, tell me a little bit about how you would welcome foreigners, you know, that you work with or any of your colleagues coming back from holiday, coming back from maternity leave, or coming back from sick leave. Do you welcome them? Or
no.
You don't?
Yeah.
You don't? Oh.
I don't welcome them.
You don't welcome them?
Yeah. If
okay.
If just a normal vacation or not or something.
Oh.
But if they are get injured or something happens.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And long time back. Maybe I will.
You will say something. Okay. Okay. So more like if they're returning from sick leave.
Yes.
From an accident, from any type of injuries, you would welcome them back. In other contexts, you wouldn't welcome them.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, I have that kind of experience.
You did? You mean you got welcomed? Or you welcomed your colleague?
I got welcomed because I broken my arm.
Oh.
2 years ago.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And when you got back to work, they welcomed you. What did they do?
Yeah, they asked me how... they asked me how about you now and feel good, better now?
Okay, do you feel better? We hope you're feeling better. You know, are you recovering well? That kind of thing. Did they write you a card?
Write my car?
Did they write a card to you? A get well card? Sometimes they do that.
No.
Sometimes people do that.
In Taiwan, we don't have that kind of culture. So, yeah, I don't get that any kind of card.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's too bad. Okay. Yes. So that's why in the West, cards are sold so well because you get the get well card, thank you card, all kind of card for all occasions. So people would go to the stationery store and just buy the card and then, you know, you write a short message to your colleague, your friend, to welcome them back.
I like that kind of card, and I think maybe postcard. Yeah, I received many postcards. You know, that
very nice.
From your co-workers.
Mm.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Yes. Aha. So, Yen, again, that's something worth thinking about. Next time you see some people you are familiar with, your colleagues or your peers who's, you know, back in town, you know, make sure you welcome them. You know, start the culture. Because, you know, we tend to be a little shy in Taiwan. You know, we are very, very hospitable people, but we tend to be shy. We don't reach out first, right? We don't actively say, oh, welcome back. You totally missed you. All right. So that's one way. I know it sounds very weird at first, but, you know, after a while, when you start interacting with different international expats, you will feel like, yeah, it's okay. They get it. They get it. They feel welcome like that. It's not too much. Yeah, it's not too much for them. You know, so they sometimes even wonder, like, you know, I'm back and, like, you guys are okay. Like, you know, it seems like I have never left. I guess that's a good thing. But for them, it's very confusing, right? Like,
I think I will do this kind of thing to my friend, but not to my
colleagues. Oh, okay. Well, you know, Yen, you're kind of young, so the younger generation, I guess, you guys are, you know, it's business is business, personal is personal. Back in the day, you know, it's in the office, you try to keep that office culture, that, you know, that sort of big work family vibe. Yes. Even though you don't need it and you don't want it, but it's just like a culture in the office, you know, to be nice to each other.
Okay.
All right. Thanks very much, Yen. Good for sharing. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate the share. And then coming back to Alex. Alex obviously have very little work experience. But Alex. Hello. Yes, Alex. How are you keeping warm tonight, Alex? Drinking hot chocolate?
Yes.
Okay, good. Are you wearing your jacket?
Yes.
Nice. All right. So, Alex, well, you don't have too many stories to share with us, but why don't you tell us your favorite phrases, sentences here tonight, and you can practice those, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm going to say the welcome home, welcome the family. We miss you and can't wait to hear about your adventures.
Very nice. So from holidays, if anybody goes on holiday, you know, maybe for 14 day and go to some fancy place, welcome home. We missed you and can't wait to hear all about your adventures. That's the key word. Okay. Can't wait to hear. Can't wait to see. That's one of your key phrases that you can keep with you. Okay. To tell the other person that you're very excited. I want to see your photos. I want to see your videos. I want to see and hear all your stories. Okay, that's for holidays. And any other sentences that you like?
I like the welcome home. And I want to say congratulations on your new arrival.
Okay.
We are so excited to have you back at work. Welcome back.
Nice. So this is for your colleague or your friend who has a baby, right? Okay. So congratulations on your new arrival. We are so excited to have you back at work. Welcome back. Okay. We are so excited. So the key word here, so excited. 我们很兴奋. So excited, so happy, so glad. You can interchange those three here. Okay? And this new arrival refers to the new baby. So you can also say, congratulations on your new baby as well.
Okay.
Got that? Cool. One more, Alex.
I want to say welcome back. You are sorry, miss. But we are glad you are finally back and back into our family.
Okay. All right, Alex. Are you referring to the second example sentence from sick leave? You were sorely missed, but we're glad you're finally back on the mend. Is that the one you are practicing? Is that the one you are reading?
Yes.
Okay, good. So let's quickly read that together. Welcome back to work. You were sorely missed, but we are glad you are finally back and on the mend. You try again, Alex.
Okay. Welcome back to work. You were sorely missed, but we are glad you are finally back and on the mend.
You were sorely missed. Sore. Sorely.
You were sorely.
Yeah, sorely missed.
Sorely missed.
Okay. You were sorely missed, but we are glad you are finally back on the mend. Okay. So welcome back to work. That's standard. You were sorely missed. Sorely missed. Sore. Sorely missed just means I miss you very much. Okay. But we are glad you are finally back and on the mend. On the mend means you are recovering. Okay? You are in recovery. Okay. Alex, did you catch that? Sorely missed.
Yes.
Good. Fantastic. Right. So, Alex, what do you think you're going to get for your GPT score?
Expect my grade.
Do you think you'll pass?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you study hard?
Yes.
Very good. Yes. So congratulations. I think next week we will congratulate you again on your on the job well done with your GPT test. Okay?
Okay.
Cool, Alex. Good to have you tonight. Yes. And before we end today, anybody who wants to give tonight's example sentences a try. Do we have any 15 Men's Fam who wants to come and share with us how you would welcome your colleagues and peers, or how do you want to be, or have you ever been welcomed by your peers and colleagues? Feel free to raise your hands. Shen, Jasper, Kwan, Roger, Nancy, good to have you tonight. Hello. Please feel free to raise your hands. Okay. So in the meantime, let me quickly wind down for us tonight. So guys, to quickly recap, first, we started off by saying, hey, when you welcome or you want to make your colleagues and peers feel welcomed, here are some of the tips. The tips are as follows. Number one, making it specific. Please be specific of what exactly you're complimenting people on, or what they did while they were away. If they were away on vacation, use words like adventure, trip, travel, and holiday. Okay? Use those keywords. Next, share a story about something that happened to help them reconnect to the office and to you. Okay? Ask how their break was, how their holiday or break or leave was, then use that knowledge to personalize the message. Okay, so keep in mind that you have to personalize the message. Don't say something generic. Okay, don't say something too general, or else it feels like you're not really meaning it. Okay? And most importantly, you have to keep your compliments and your wishes and your welcomes positive, okay? remember to keep it positive. All right. The point is to make your colleagues feel welcomed. Okay. So a couple of the phrases that you can keep for yourself. We missed you. We are glad you're back. We are happy to have you back. We hope you had a great time. Okay. And congratulations on your new arrival. Okay. Welcome home. Welcome back to work. Okay. These are some of the common phrases. Oh, we missed you. Okay. And say something like, you didn't miss much, but we missed you a lot. Okay. So to make that person feel welcome. Okay. And we have Paying on the line. Hello, Paying. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, good evening, John.
Hi, yes. So, Paying, tell us, do you welcome your colleague and your peers
return
from somewhere? Okay, great. So how do you welcome them?
How do I welcome them?
Do you write a card? Do you write an email? Do you go to their desk and say, hey, you know, I'm so happy to see you back? Or what do you do to welcome them?
I go to their desk and have a nice greeting.
Okay, and greet them first thing in the morning. You go to them and say, oh, so happy to see you.
Yeah.
Oh, and very nice.
Sure. Do you mean today or some?
Well, they are different situations. Like today, everybody's returning from holiday, right?
Yeah.
So that's something you can say, you know, you can greet people and, you know, like reach out and welcome them. Okay. If you are the manager, right? You want to welcome them back to the work family, right? Get them excited. If you are returning or your colleague is returning from sick leave, maybe, you know, or returning from maternity leave, different situations. But the idea is, to me, it's all about caring, right? It shows that you care.
Yes, yes. Definitely go to their desk and greet them.
Okay, greet them at the desk.
Yeah, at the desk. And if we are in different offices,
yes,
I will send a message.
Okay.
Yeah, chat them for a while.
Yes, or call the extension number if you know the extension number and say, hello, welcome back. Yes, I'm Paying from blah, blah department. Yes, good to have you.
Call them is to take out the other.
Oh, that's too much. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I will be too happy. So.
All right. So, okay, got it.
Low-key, just the message.
Okay. Would you go to the pantry or let's say the cooler or where coffee machine is and go and, you know, let's say you see Janet, right? Janet came back from maternity leave and Janet is on her way to the coffee machine and then you take a quick coffee break to say hi to Janet and then welcome her. Do you do that?
Yes.
Okay.
If I really like her, I'll do it.
Okay, yes. I get your point. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. So we have cooler talk, right? Coffee machine talk, you know, you'll go get coffee or go buy coffee together. You can go to the desk. Many ways to make them feel welcome, to show that you care.
Yeah, I remember one of my colleagues.
Yes.
I can't pronounce the word.
Maternity leave.
Maternity leave.
Yes, maternity.
Maternity leave.
Yes.
Yeah. When she come back the first day, I bought a flower.
You bought flowers for her?
Yeah. Yeah.
You bought carnations for her?
Yeah. And she was so happy.
To congratulate her on her new baby, right?
Yes.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Nice.
Yeah.
She must have felt very welcomed. I believe. I'm sure of that. Yeah. Very, very nice.
I can remember. She was so happy, the smile.
You see, we need a little bit of that in the office.
Yes.
Yes. Or else it'll be very, very cold.
And people
don't. Yeah, it will be very cold. People don't care. You know, people are not very loving. You know, that we need to start kissing each other. But, you know, you get my point. You got to feel that warmth, right?
Yes.
You are very loving and caring in the office. Yes.
Yeah.
Very nice, Peng. Thank you for sharing that. So now you guys know what to do. If you feel like you're not that type of person, well, it's 2023, the beginning of 2023, and you can definitely make some changes this year, you know, to start caring, even if you don't really care. You know, maybe you will feel you want to care after doing it a couple of times, you know, to reach out, all right? Lend a helping hand and reach out to your colleagues and peers and compliment them whenever you can. It's free, right? Reaching out, being nice, it's free. So do something nice for your colleagues, okay? And I hope you guys had a great first day back at work on the after the Lunar New Year holidays. I'm not going to ask you guys about your Lunar New Year holidays because I know I'm going to get two answers. Some people will say it's too short. Some people will say it's too long. And we all know who thinks it's too long. Yeah, those with a lot of responsibilities. Yes. But welcome back, you guys. I didn't really miss you guys because last week we also had another 15 Minutes Live podcast and we, you know, caught up with some of our 15 Minutes fam. So we've been around. Okay. And if you tell me you sort of missed me, it's only been a week. Come on. Right. And me and Petty, we see each other quite regularly. Can't say we miss each other that much. But guys, nonetheless, welcome back to a very, very exciting and very cold year indeed. This is the first time I felt in years where you don't really want to go to work because of the weather. Not because it's raining, not because of typhoon, because it's so darn cold. Oh my gosh, it's freezing. Yes, and I gotta turn my heat on. Oh, so Payne says she did something nice today. She says she shared cookies with her colleagues today. Very nice. Homemade cookies or store-bought cookies? Cookies you bought or you made them?
Cookie that bought. I went to Zhanghua. Yeah. So I bought.
You bought some cookies from Zhanghua. Very nice.
Yeah. And shared them and talk about my trip.
Oh, your trip to Zhanghua. Okay. Yeah. Fantastic. You see, there we go. They eat your cookies and listen to your story. You reach out. Be nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
See? There we go. You reconnect, right? Get back to the working mode, right? Get back to the teamwork mode. Very, very important, you guys. Yes. With all the AI software tools and the gadgets, the hardware and the software that we use today to communicate or to you know, do our business, we still need the human touch, guys. Remember, human touch. You need a little bit of you in your message. You need a little bit of you in the way you communicate to people. Okay. So I hope you guys enjoyed the topic tonight. Tonight we just talked about how to welcome your colleagues back to work. Okay. Some tips and also some of the example phrases about how to welcome them from holidays, from maternity leave, and from sick leave. That's a wrap for tonight. Thank you very much for joining us. If you guys want, later this week, I will edit the podcast tonight, and then you guys will be able to replay it on the weekend on 15 Minutes Live Podcast. Thank you very much for joining us. We will catch you same time, same place, and be sure to catch us again next week, same time, same place. All right. It's over and out from me, John, and Petty. Petty, say bye.
See you guys.
See you guys.